Stephen Colbert started off his run on CBS's Late Show last night with a lineup of big names. The biggest name of them all was, of course, Stephen Colbert. But perhaps in a nod to the Colbert of his rapport days, the new Late Show featured GOP presidential candidate Jeb Bush on last night's inaugural program. Here with more is NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
So Jeb Bush, interesting choice for Stephen Colbert's debut on The Late Show. Kind of an old school feel. Why him?
Well, I think this is an advantageous kind of booking for both of them, right? Jeb's at this point where Donald Trump is sucking up all the oxygen in the race, and Jeb is not really benefiting from a lot of that. So I think this was an attempt and a chance for Jeb to get in a viral video, be in a moment that a TV moment that a lot of people were going to watch. Colbert needed to show that even though he has this reputation for making fun of conservatives, that he could have a conservative on and be fair to him. And this is Colbert's chance to show that he's a different kind of host than Letterman, that he might be friendlier to people whose political views are different than his.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because last night Stephen Colbert even used his own brother, right? He put him in the audience in order to push a question to Bush about his brother, the former president. I mean, how do you think Jeb Bush did overall? Was it a good appearance for him?
Well, you know, the way politicians judge these things is it's a big success if you make news that makes you look good, and it's a big, you know, mistake if you make a gaffe. So Bush kind of threaded the middle there. He didn't really make news, but he didn't make a gaffe either. But I also think he kind of came off as a little uptight, and he needs to get better at that if he wants to get the most out of these kind of appearances.
You know, apparently they taped for, what, 2 hours yesterday and obviously cut it down pretty heavily.
3 hours.
3 hours, okay. And they cut it down pretty heavily for broadcast. And so there were portions of the interview that weren't actually played on television last night, but CBS did release them online later. Anything interesting happened there?
So there was this sort of, I guess, mild brouhaha between Colbert and Jeb Bush because Jeb raffled off a ticket to last night's show, and Colbert said he hadn't really authorized it. And I think they were kind of playing with each other a little bit. But Colbert did also raffle off a ticket, and the person who got that ticket also got to ask Jeb Bush a question. And what was interesting was that that question was about gun control, and it was a really good question. And I was surprised they didn't actually air that segment. I think one reason maybe they didn't is because Jeb Bush's answer wasn't that great. But that was the kind of question actually that I expected Colbert to be asking. But then right after that, they went into this segment where Colbert was going to teach Jeb Bush how to be more like Trump. And, you know, we have an interesting clip from that, too. So let's listen to that.
I will turn the National Mall into a luxury golf course, and China will respect that. I promise to put meatloaf on the $10 bill and give Little John a cabinet position, which would send the message that this great nation will never turn down for what?
That's
and again, you know,
it's like so funny because it's.
I mean,
not
in a way, it's
funny,
but in a way, you can hear Jeb Bush like holding back, like
yeah.
He had really leaned into that Trump parody. It could have really been funny, but he was just, you know, he was too tentative. So I could see why they didn't necessarily air it. But again, if the point is to go on this show and show that you can get loose and have fun, then it doesn't help for you to go on the show and not get loose and have fun.
No, so, it doesn't help at all because you just even in audio, you sound very uptight. Well, you know, so there's an entire ecosystem of late night shows out there, and Stephen Colbert is joining the ecosystem in a really high-profile way. And so let's take a moment to look at what sort of other presidential candidates are doing on other shows. Because speaking of Donald Trump, he's scheduled to do Fallon's Tonight Show on Friday. And Hillary Clinton will go on Fallon's show next week. So, you know, what's the strategy behind who goes where or what candidates pick what shows they're going to appear on?
Well, we can only theorize, of course. But for Fallon, I've got to imagine that having these newsmakers on, it's a good way to kind of chip away at Colbert's audience, because you know that a good portion of Colbert's audience is going to be the people who followed him from the Colbert Report, and they're going to be into the news, and they're going to be interested in material that relates to the news. So if he can have someone like Donald Trump, who's the GOP front runner and also is inspiring all this news coverage, then maybe some people will reconsider watching his show that night instead of watching Colbert. And from Trump's perspective, you know, Jimmy Fallon is a guy who's not known for asking real, you know, tough questions of his guests. So Trump knows that even though he has a string of controversial statements and positions behind him, he can go on the Tonight Show and he won't necessarily be challenged in the same way that he might be challenged if he faced Colbert or if he talked to Jimmy Kimmel, who is a smart comic and also has a reputation for being mean if he can get a good joke out of it. And that's the most dangerous environment of all for a politician.
Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic. Eric, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure.